Samantha, did you know that the problem with dieting is the food? That's the problem with dieting. It's the food. It's the food. I'm standing in the Starbucks line the other morning, just getting a coffee with my Splenda, right? Sticking to the diet. And what do I see? I see chocolate-covered espresso beans. I contemplated buying them. Why? Because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of me telling me what I can't eat. I've been on a diet since 2023 started, and I'm tired of me telling me what I can and can't eat.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Lisa. And this is funny because you have somehow forgotten that you don't like to be told what to do.
You don't
like to be told what to eat. So I think it's odd that you now have decided you don't like you telling you what to do.
But it's not me. It's the diet. The diet is really bossy.
The diet is not the problem.
Diet is really bossy. And she's telling me what I can do and what I can't. And I'm not appreciating her. I'm starting to get mad at her, actually.
Why is it a her?
I just feel like it's a her. I feel like it's a her. It's a total her.
Well, I mean, really, the her is you. So yes, it is a her.
It's her, but it's right? Not me. It's the
yes,
diet.
Yes, it is you. No, it's
totally
not
the diet.
It's totally you. You're the idiot who decided you needed to start something at the beginning of the year.
Trust me when I tell you, it's not me. It's the diet. And the problem is the food.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How we doing? How we doing? How you doing? How's it going? Remember this one from the past? How you chewing?
That was a good commercial, though.
That was a commercial for, wasn't it for like Stride gum or something?
Yes, it was.
Remember
for
with
gum.
The ostrich? And the ostrich was like, how you chewing?
How you chewing?
It was the best commercials ever. Right? And he was like, so fun. That was fun. Look it up on the YouTube, friends.
The YouTube. I need to tell you something, Lisa. I don't know if you know this.
Oh.
But we have entered the weather that is called meh.
Ugh. I think it's ugh.
It is neither freezing cold nor overly warm.
You know what it is.
So it is slippery. It is slushy, I guess.
It's annoying as hell.
It's annoying as hell. And it's super slippery to walk. And I'm like, I'm not sure if this is a good, like, I don't mind not freezing to death, which is nice. But I just realized on the way home and I'm like, is this like the, we're in the middle of meh. And it's like, I don't know if I can live there. Like, I don't know if we can live in meh because I am more afraid of slipping and sliding in the meh weather than I was when it was minus 40.
So perhaps during mehuary, we need to wear maybe the new ensemble in mehuary is like a bubble wrap parka.
I think that's a great idea.
Right? So when people have their slip and falls, because you know they're coming.
Kids, oh my God, it's horrible.
You know they're
out
coming,
there.
Right? It's so bad.
Oh my God, we almost slipped on the brick coming out of the restaurant we were at last week.
It's bad. It's all bad. It's just there's slippiness everywhere.
I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea.
No, right? You got to be so, so careful right now, right?
No.
And then it's just sloppy, right? People are bringing their slop everywhere they go. Everywhere they go, they're slop. Slop, you know what there is? Slopping little pebbles. Right? Because people are putting little pebbles down.
Right.
My whole kitchen is filled with little pebbles.
Oh.
So I'm walking around in my bare feet. I'm like, oh, ah. Right? Because they come in onto the mat with your shoes.
Okay, there you go.
And you got to cross on the mat to cross into the kitchen.
Yes.
So that's what it is. It's slop and little pebble season.
Slop and little, and it's mehuary.
Way to go, mehuary.
Oh, I can't wait till mefet. No. How do we call it? What should we call February?
We just need February to be February.
We need February to be February. This is true.
We just need it to be February. That's all we need it to be, right?
Okay.
I don't know. That's so crazy, right?
I know.
I don't know. What do you do with that?
Well, and I just think we need to give a shout out, though I doubt that she will listen. But I just think we need to have a good moment to let people know that there's good service people out there. Mm-hmm. We went out to our local Earl's. And we had a delightful meal. Our server, her name was Taya, was delightful.
What a joy.
She was hilarious from the moment she started serving us.
Yeah.
She was good about getting us our drinks, and she was letting us know about the kitchen.
Always apologies. So many sorries. It's like, no more sorries. No more sorries, Taya.
And was apologizing for like not having come over for a while. I'm like, we were fine. We were good. We don't need you to attend to us. We're good. She came to tell us that there was a shit show happening in the kitchen. And I'm like, not your problem. Like, right. It's okay. Right? It's all right.
You're handling it out here. Don't worry about it.
And then like 2 minutes later, our food came. So
yeah, after she had just done this big apology, right? Yeah. Sorry, your food's going to be like that. And it's like, apparently not.
Yeah, so we had a good time, tipped her really well, because that's what we do in your middle 50s, and you know, you go out for a decent meal, you tip well.
Right? You wanna pay your respects when you have a good, when you're happy with the service, right?
Right. And yeah, absolutely. I think we're overlooked. We're the age bracket that's overlooked.
I think we are overlooked. I think people aren't sure where like 50 to 55 fits. Right? I think they don't know because it's you're not an old lady, but you're not a young lady. But what are you? Like, where do you fit? What do you do? What do you do?
Well, you know, and we just look so young for our age too.
Well, you know, and I can't speak for both, but I can speak for me, certainly. My kid's sister told me the other day that she thinks I am aging in reverse.
Does she need new glasses?
I will take that compliment. Thank you very much. If friends of the podcast, if you knew where I come from and the wrinkles that are proudly displayed on said faces in my past.
Oh my God, that's true.
You are happy for every year you get through without them.
Right? Yeah, this is true.
And I tell you, and there's a lot of women still. There's four of us girls, and we're just waiting to see who's stepping up to the plate to take on the wrinkles. Because I don't think it's me. Because technically, by now they were well wrinkled people. So I don't
really?
Know.
Maybe by their 50s.
Oh my God, yeah, right. They lived hard lives.
Right? Maybe that's the problem, Lisa.
They wore it well. They wore it well, Samantha.
I'm a sink and you're a dink.
Sink and a dink, right? I'm double income, no kids. You're single income, no kids. Right. And I want to keep it like that. Thank you. Right? I'm not looking to change that anytime soon.
You keep getting hot flashes. I think you're like, it's coming around. You're doing the perimenopause dance.
I don't know. I only get it like at this time. Right? I only get, and then I get it at 4 a.m.
That's totally a hot flash.
Right? I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't know. What do you do? I didn't sign up to play the perimenopause game, right? Like, remember, I thought because God gave me a heart attack at 50, maybe I was going to avoid this.
Right? Yes,
that's kind of
maybe
what
not.
I thought. Apparently not, Samantha.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. You too will sweat profusely.
Okay, speaking of older women, though. I watched the Golden Globes.
Ugh.
I know. I wanted to watch to see what would happen. And some of the speeches were good. Uh-huh. But I think for there was two people for me who really eclipsed it for me.
Okay. Do tell.
They're the people that they're getting talked about on the news, people like the news and all that kind of stuff.
And by news, you mean like Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. I was going to say, because I don't think I saw it on my news, my supper time news. So I just wanted to make sure my news station wasn't like ripping me off.
Fine, okay. Lisa. Okay. Okay. So Jennifer Coolidge, she presented and was hilarious.
Yes.
She's famous for like her stint in White Lotus, Lotus.
Yeah.
And she was Stifler's mom.
Okay, that's right. Yes.
In American Pie.
Yeah.
And like she's done lots of good quirky roles and stuff like that. So she presented She was hilarious, went off script, just started chatting about whatever. Yeah. And then she actually won Best Supporting Actress for a TV, a limited TV series for The White Lotus, which is really good. And again, freaking fucking hilarious. And I'm like, God, please keep giving her more movies. The woman is so funny.
Yeah, she's nothing wrong with a strong, funny woman, right?
Yeah. And she's like, you know, since I got all these different roles and I'm, you know, out there, my neighbors are actually talking to me now. I get invited to the parties. I never used to get invited to the party.
That's too funny.
She was hilarious. So I enjoyed that. And then Eddie Murphy was, he was given the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Okay. Yeah.
And that man, you know what? I forgot how much stuff he's done.
Oh my God. He's done so much.
Right? And his stand-up is hilarious. It still stands the test of time.
Right. I got, you dropped your ice cream. You dropped your ice cream.
And then when he, was it Norbit? Or when it's Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
I think that was that bit? He did like so many good, right?
There's
like
the so clumps, many good.
Everything.
Yes. So anyways, he's doing his acceptance speech and he says, there's three things you got to do to make it in this business. Pay your taxes, mind your business, and keep Will Smith's wife's name out your bleeping mouth. And I'm like, and we're done.
That's awesome. That's a mic drop, eh?
And we're done.
That's priceless, isn't it?
Oh my God. The way he delivered it was just like,
I'm gonna look
so
that up because
awesome.
I didn't see it. I saw something, a write-up about pay your taxes, but I didn't see the rest of it. So
I think Will Smith will never live that down, unfortunately. No. But the way Eddie Murphy delivered it was perfect.
And Will Smith should never ever rebut it either. Just keep your mouth shut. Right? Okay, cool. Okay.
So, but I think if you haven't seen the clip, if you don't like Golden Globes, totally get it. It's kind of boring. Parts of it are really, really boring. But sometimes the speeches.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I'll look those two up, Samantha.
Jennifer Coolidge, she's hilarious.
She's hilarious. She is really funny. I appreciate
her. She is slightly bananas. And I'm like, yeah. I get you.
She really is.
I get you, and I like it. It's good.
Yeah, right.
And I know that you'll never watch The White Lotus, which is unfortunate, because the first season, she was perfect. The second season was even better.
I have roughly 47 shows that you've recommended that I still have to watch.
You'll never watch
them. And that's just by title. That's not by, and that had six seasons, and that had four seasons. That's just by title. So back off. I'm not there yet.
And we're doing a second season of Wednesday, which is perfect.
Haven't seen the first one yet. Again, added it to my list.
So good.
I should probably get to that by 2030, I'm thinking. I might be able to get to it by then, right? So, right? I haven't even got through The Crown yet. So, right?
Oh my God.
Right? I'm too busy with my weight loss and my working out and all of that, right? That's what's really been occupying my time.
Please, Lisa, do tell.
Samantha, so remember how last week when we met, we spoke, I was going to be getting kettlebells, right? Because I found the workout of my dreams, right? Pick up the parcel, put it on the shelf. Pick up the parcel, put it on the shelf.
That's actually not what she says.
At all. Something happened and I morphed and totally have made up my own routine. And I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I've done it. I've done it Monday and Tuesday.
Oh my God.
And I'm totally, like I said, wait till we reenact it. It's going to be the best TikTok ever.
We're not reenacting.
We are. Because everyone that she's done is something different. Don't you remember when Kellyanne, remember, she was like, okay, I want to know which one it was, remember? And I was like, yeah, no problem, I'll find it for you, remember? And I texted you saying I can't find it.
Yeah. And then you send me something and it is to the 80s, but I'm like, she's not saying pick up the parcel, put it on the shelf, pick up. She's not doing anything like that at all.
But she's kind of doing the actions. She's actually, maybe? What she's doing, she's doing a squat. And out of that squat, I got pick up the bar salt, put it on the shelf.
Oh my God.
By technically a squat. Okay. And then I do my side to sides, which is, hey, you over there. Oh, no, you're over there. Right?
Oh, my God.
So that's my side to sides, right? Uh-huh. So, for some reason, something in me decided I'm going to actually make up my own routine.
Uh-huh.
And make it so it's relatable to me. So I am picking up the parcel, putting it on the shelf. Whatever that girl's doing on the TV might be a little bit different. She maybe wants to follow me at some point. I don't know.
Okay.
But I went to the Canadian Tire, right? Because I had my heart set on buying a kettlebell.
So I went to the Canadian. I think you asked a few people how heavy it should be. And I was like, very little.
I was asking around, right? Just getting like some people that I know from work that are like fit, asking them, you know, right? And they're like looking at me saying like maybe 1 pound, don't go crazy type of thing. Cause they're like, hi, what are you trying to do here?
You're going
to
hurt yourself.
You're going to hurt yourself. And that's not the goal. So I went to Canadian Tire first thing Saturday morning to get my kettlebell.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, all that they had there was a 10-pound kettlebell.
Oh.
Unless you buy the set. Well, I don't need the set because let's just be honest, right? This novelty, I do not expect it to continue. So I didn't want to invest $130 in the set.
No.
Right? Because I know me. However, I'm really gung-ho right now.
Hang on. It's funny in this moment you know yourself.
Right now, I know myself in
this
moment.
There's lots of other moments in your life
where you didn't know yourself. I don't know
me, right? So why is it this particular moment that you've decided to know yourself?
I don't know. And I don't know why it just came over me. I'm like, I know me. I could buy that $130 box of kettlebells. Two things. Number one, I got to get it to the car. That was a big no right there. I'm like, I don't really see that happening.
That's why you don't buy big bottles of Pepsi.
Right. That's why sometimes I forget the 4-liter milk, things like that. Right. For exactly those reasons. Right. I have to transport it.
There's already
a good chance it's not happening.
Yeah.
But then, right, the whole like $130 and I'm like, oh, God, I know that I'm going to be lazy and not want to do this at some
point.
For
sure.
Right. So. But they had these little weights. I think that's what they're called. Free weights. Free weights?
Yes,
I think
they're free weights, Lisa.
Free weights? Okay. Uh-huh. So the 1 pound seemed too light. I'm like, I'm better than that. I'm better than that. The 5 pound seemed like, oh, it's starting to feel like a lot of work. The 3 pound seemed just, I felt like Goldilocks. The 3 pounds seemed just right. Just perfect. So I bought the 3 pound ones.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I still kept walking around the Canadian Tire kind of a little bit ho-humming because I'm like, maybe I didn't see where the other kettlebells were. So then I saw a young man and I asked him, I said, question for you. And he goes, yeah, I've been watching you. I thought maybe you had a question. You looked like you were thinking about stuff. And I'm like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool. I said, yeah, I said, I really want to get kettlebells, but I don't want to buy a set. I said, are there more someplace? And he says to me, he goes, why do you need kettlebells? So then I get into my, because it's 2023 and pick up the parcel, put it on the shelf. I do my whole thing for him, right? And he's like, you know what? The body doesn't know that you're using a kettlebell. It's just happy that you're using something. And I'm like, oh my God, you just solidified me getting the little free hand weights. Because you just said it's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's right? Okay.
So I was like pretty darn excited about that. So I bought them.
My God.
I bought them. And we'll see what happens. $12 investment. $12 investment.
That you can handle.
Well, and then I don't feel bad if I don't follow through, right? It was only $12. Right? It could be a whole lot worse, right?
It'll just be something your husband throws out in a year.
Yeah, exactly, right? It'd be one more thing, right? You're going to ever use these? Nope. Okay, throw them out, right? We'll do that right after New Year's, right? It's usually our New Year's Day event, right? What are we pitching? But then I thought, you know what? What type of diet am I on? Like, how do I define this? What type of diet am I on, Samantha?
I have no clue, Lisa.
I think that I'm intermittent fasting at times.
Do you know what that means?
No. But I think, but it's with a twist, right? Because no. I don't always eat breakfast.
So intermittent fasting means that you go 12 to 16 hours without eating, and then you have a window of, say, 6 to 8 hours.
Right. Okay.
Depending on how long your fast is. Yeah, so like, it's from the last time you ate to the next time you eat is the hours that you do fast.
Right. So I was thinking, I don't need that much time for eating. So I could just like have like an hour of eating, right? Because I don't understand why with the intermittent fasting you get that much time. The goal shouldn't be to purge yourself for 6 hours.
No, because you get used to not eating in that 12 to 16 hour window.
So then just stretch it a little further and watch the pounds come off.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
How's that working for you so far?
I don't know. It depends, right? I've been struggling because I'm mad at food, because food's the problem with the diet. Right? So I'm a little bit mad at food. Right? Some days are good and some days, I don't know.
So are you intermittent fasting every day of the week?
Like, I try to.
You're even doing it over the weekends?
No, that's my twist. I'm not doing it on the weekends. I stop it on the weekends.
I'm sorry. Right?
I'm intermittent fasting with a twist.
So Monday to Friday.
Yeah, and like 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Yeah. Right? And then I'll have some supper.
Mm-hmm. So you're not eating at work,
like a snack, right? That's part of the twist, right? They were trying to explain it to me about how you can't, and I'm like,
no,
but why can't you?
Can't.
Why can't
you? Can't.
There's no calories.
Yeah,
I'm combining them, right? I'm kind of combining.
That's not it. That's not the
but
point.
That's what I'm doing.
That's not
that's
the
my
point.
Twist.
That's
the twist. But that's the twist. That's the twist.
The twist is I get to snack and it only happens 5 days out of 7.
But the snacking, it has to be responsible snacking. So like diet Jell-O, no calories. Why can't you eat that when you're intermittent fasting? It's no calories.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Some grapes.
Uh-huh.
Right? Things like that. So I'm still being good. I'm not like eating the chips and so I did that, but that's why we stopped it for the weekend. Right? Right? That's why we stop it on the weekend.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my
So by the time Sunday afternoon comes, if I want some chips at 2, I can have some chips at 2. And like if I want to have, you know, like a cinnamon bun for breakfast on Saturday, I feel I can do that because right, we've halted the diet. It's just a Monday to Friday diet. If I can make this son of a bitch work, I'm going to become a bajillionaire because I'm going to market this, right?
Oh,
and it'll be the stumble out of bed, tumble to the kitchen diet. That's what it'll be. Dolly Parton will sing the jingle for it. Right? That's what it'll be. Only the words will be changed to like match the diet, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm going to be doing, Samantha. Uh-huh.
So is there anything that you like that you're eating right now that you're in love with right now? Or
okay. So of course, when you go on the diet, right, you got to go on the salad.
On that salad.
Right? So you go on the salad.
I'm on the salad.
Right. And it's funny because I tried spinach salad because I thought that sounded better than lettuce. But then here's my question, friends of the podcast, answer me this. Why does spinach have to come with the sticks attached?
Because that's how.
Well, that gets caught in your throat. Ugh. It's not a nice chew.
Then
it's a hard
chop it
chew.
Off.
But then who? I'm buying the salad. I'm not making it. I'm buying
because
it.
It's still good for you. So eat the stick.
Why am I eating the stem?
Just eat the stick.
Like you throw the stems away. Stems are the garbage.
It's good for you.
It's not. It's holy. It's bad.
All of the spinach is good for you.
It's bad, but it's funny because my boss, who is fit and does not need to participate, I think she's kind of like subliminally participating. I caught her the other day eating a diet Jell-O, right? And she had the salad. She
oh
had
my
a
God.
Salad, but I mean, that's her go-to is a salad, right? Because fit people eat salad, right?
Yes, fit people eat salad.
Right. So that's not the anomaly. The diet Jell-O was a little bit of the anomaly.
Okay.
I don't know. I know this is a lot of diet talk, friends. Don't at me. Don't write. Just saying. I'm just trying to get.
If people are even like.
I'm just trying to muddle through.
if people know you well enough that this diet is fraught with things that have gone astray or awry.
Right.
So like you're not really, you're not really doing it, but sure.
But I'm trying.
But I'm still
like in my heart, my heart is committed to the diet. Right.
And that's really all that matters, Lisa.
That has to be, that has to account for something, Samantha, right? Because I'm a really good person and I try really hard, right? I'm a trier.
And I've accepted that I'm on this journey, but I will forgive myself
when I don't continue it. Yes. When I stop it.
Right? That's the loophole to the resolution.
That's the loophole, right? So I accept that I'm struggling with it and I am so close to forgiving myself. For the struggle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sometimes you got to cut Lisa, Lisa's got to cut Lisa some slack. Right? That's where I'm headed.
Oh,
that's where
gosh.
I'm headed.
Yes. Okay.
Do you ever stop and like catch yourself in a moment where you just think, oh my God, I am totally amazed at my cheapness? Like, what are you cheap about? Is there something that you're like, that has caught you off guard that you're like, oh God, I would not pay that for that.
Probably.
Or do you just buy?
No, because I'm in the grocery store and if I want something and I'll look at the price and I'm like, not for that price.
Right.
Oh my God, that's what I do to cereal.
Oh, right. Because nobody's eating cereal in 2023.
No.
Mike's not eating cereal. I haven't had a mini wheat all winter and I always eat mini wheats in the winter. Oh, no mini wheats.
Yeah. It's cereal because, you know, I don't buy very often, but when I do, I look at it and I'm like, I don't know if I want to make that kind of investment on dry things that I have to add milk to.
Right. So I want to spend $5.79 on Captain Crunch. I don't know if I do. Right.
I don't know.
And then I still have to use my own milk. It's
right?
not even coming milked. That's when my theory of raw, unmilked cereal comes into effect, right? Saves you a few dollars that way, Samantha.
There you go.
So you could think of that. I was staring at my new thing is that I want new, like, you know how you have like your plastic spoon that you stir, you make juice with and things like that, right?
Like a mixing spoon, yes.
Yeah. So I've decided that I feel after 20 plus years of marriage, that the Gibsons are entitled to have an iced tea spoon and a spoon that I'm going to stir whatever I'm cooking for supper with. Make them two separate ones, right? For some reason, it's just something new that's just been kind of getting a little under my skin. So again, when I'm at the Canadian Tire, I'm looking at these spoons. $7.95 for a spoon. Oh, fuck that. We'll just keep using what we've been using. That's perfectly fine.
Go to the dollar store, you cheapo.
I don't want a dollar store spoon. That's not going to last that good. Not everything from the dollar store is good.
But then, okay, so you don't want to buy at the dollar store, but you also don't want to pay $7.95 from Canadian Tire.
I want to pay $4.
Oh, max. So you have to find the $4 spoon.
I want a $4 spoon, right? But I feel we can live just as we have been for 20, 25 years with one spoon doing both jobs.
So what would you be doing? What would you be doing with the $3.50 that you're going to save, Lisa?
I don't know. Maybe save it for a rainy day.
Really?
Right? I don't know. Just put it aside. Keep it in the bank, Samantha.
That is definitely a sign of being cheap. But you know what? I also feel the same about toilet paper.
Oh, I'm not going cheap on toilet paper.
I don't like to. No, I mean, there's certain kinds that I like.
Yeah.
But like.
Are you a Charmin girl?
It's whatever's on. I hate probably
Charmin.
More Royale than anything. Probably.
I hate Charmin based on their commercials.
Oh, okay. Right? But I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, that seems high for toilet paper.
Yeah, but they got you, right? If not, then you're just using your hand pretty much.
No, geez.
That seems yucky.
No.
Stop. Right? Because
Stop
to make it.
It
cheaper means you're going down a ply.
Well, this is true.
And it's bad enough that at your workplace, chances are you've gone down a ply, right?
Ply.
Because everybody's
yes.
workplace has gone down a ply, right? And why is that? Do our private parts not deserve the very best, no matter where we are?
Well, they have to shave off the money somewhere, Lisa. They need to find that $3.50.
And they feel that that's the place to do it, right? They're going to do it on their Kleenexes. Uh-huh. That one blow, and like it's dripped, it's gone through the Kleenex and onto your hand.
Uh-huh.
Right? I just wonder, maybe that's not the best place to be cheaping out, right? On the ply.
I don't know.
Why do they got to cheap out on the ply?
Don't cheap out
on the ply, people. Dear people, don't cheap out on the ply.
Right? Okay. So have you caught up on Kelly Live with Kelly and Ryan?
I have. I haven't seen today's, but I saw yesterday's.
Okay. Poor Kelly Ripa.
HHG was kind of mad that she went to work and didn't have a sick day. She texted me, I can't do this with her. I'm like, okay.
She had no voice. She had no voice on Tuesday's like
what,
show. Remember,
that's what happened to me, right? I just woke up one day with no voice.
Yeah.
I too didn't take a sick day, Kelly Ripa. Oh my God, she's copying me. I didn't take a sick day. I went and worked with no voice too.
But she wasn't there today.
Oh, she was. She took a sick day.
Yes. Carson Kressley came in.
Oh, I love him. He's so fun.
I love Carson. He's awesome.
Yeah. Right. He's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh. So it was him
I
and Ryan.
I think that's good. Good for her. Right. Because I think she came back too soon.
Oh my God. It was so bad. And I'm like, stop talking.
Yeah. I know.
Stop it was talking. Kind
of but that's, but again, when you're a talker, because that was my issue when I had my, like, I felt perfectly fine. I just had no talk.
And she was like, and everyone around me is very happy that I don't have a voice.
I know, right? That's why even though you don't have a voice, you still got to try to talk.
You still got to try to talk.
It's coming up to that time of year, Samantha, where people are starting to mix up their styles a little bit. Like, let's talk with Kelly Ripa. She had white heels on the other day.
You know what, Lisa? I feel like the 80s are creeping back.
Oh, what happened to the rule about no white between this time and this time?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Serious?
Yeah.
Should it? Should we just let this happen?
I'm not sure.
You're right. I don't know. We did wear white. We wore white, but we called it winter white.
We called it winter white.
Winter white. That was the color in the 80s, but it's winter white. It's okay.
It's okay. Right.
You know, it was just really white.
Yes, because right? We used to say no white after Labor Day.
No white after Labor Day.
Yeah, but I don't think that I see people wearing white all the time.
I feel like that was a rule made by like Jackie Onassis or something.
Probably.
Right? Like it's an old rule, right? Like from like the 50s or something. That's where I feel that came in.
I agree. But yes, she was wearing white, but apparently you have an issue with it.
Well, I'm not sure if I do. I just thought there was a rule. And I'm like, why are we? Is there a difference between being a rule breaker or a trendsetter?
I think she might be a trendsetter.
You think so? You think that's a trend that we should embrace?
Well, you started a trend with the no diet or the diet jello.
The diet jello, right?
Exactly. Diet jello. Because your boss is eating it now.
My boss.
Your boss. But if you can set a trend, surely Kelly Ripa can do a trend.
I guess. I don't know. Mine might not really be a trend. Mine might just be that Diet Jell-O is delicious and people love it. Might be more about that, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard to know. I got something for you. You know how you've been struggling with 2023 because I'm not doing a resolution. I'm not doing that. Okay, that's fine. You don't need to, but you need to have some purpose.
Who says I don't have purpose?
I've got purpose for you.
I don't need to be told. Okay.
Yes.
So let's talk about you telling me what to do with my life. I don't tell you what to do with your life.
I need you to be open-minded because I don't do anything. My life is fine.
Yes. My life is fine as well.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So take your negative Nancy, set her in the corner, and just be open-minded, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just listen to me, Samantha.
Talk then.
All right. I think that in 2023, you need to be a cactus mom because a cactus lives in the desert and doesn't die. So you can't kill it because you kill everything, right? You won't kill it. And then by spring, you'll be able to move on and be a better mom with a better plant. Let's just start you. What do you mean no? Why?
No.
Be a cactus mom.
The last plant I bought, I know, which was a tiny little plant.
You're scarred.
It jumped out of the pot.
Let me help you.
It was that, like, I need to get the hell out of this house. I'm going to commit plant suicide. It did that. It jumped out of the pot.
A cactus won't. It stays in the desert. It understands its fate.
It knows
that at some point it's going to be mistreated. Uh-huh.
I've had a cactus before.
Can we just
try? I also killed
the
cactus.
No, I want you and I to go.
Because I either don't know when to water it or I overwater it.
Don't water it. It's in the desert.
No, because they still get some water.
No, but you're overzealous.
Oh my God.
This is the thing. This is the problem. It's because you're not willing to learn.
I'm not dealing with more plants.
Have a plant. It's one plant. Just a little one. Why not? One little plant.
You start a plant. You want a fucking plant, you get a plant.
Fine. Let's both go and buy a plant. Let's get friendship plants.
No, I don't need
friendship plants. We'll both have the friendship plant. Oh my God, let's make it a challenge. Who can kill their plant first? We won't even make it who can have it live the longest. Who will kill their plant first? Let's do that.
You will, because you'll probably throw it away.
There's a chance I will, but not if it's little. Let's do that. Let's go buy a plant each, and let's monitor it. Let's see who can grow the biggest cactus.
That's just rude. Plants deserve to live like any other living
organism.
Then
let's try and make it live.
It comes home with me, and it's like, it's a goner.
No, you're not adopting it. You don't sign any papers. There's nothing like that. It's okay. The people at the plant store, they get it. They get where it's going.
They understand she's not going to do well with this.
They understand some people are not going to do well, right? They know. They just know, right? It's not like somebody's giving you a baby. It's just a plant. I'll get a plant too. I'll take on a plant.
Uh-huh.
I'll take on a cactus too. I don't think we can kill a cactus.
I don't want to do this.
Monitor it monthly.
I don't need to have purpose in my life. I'm
good.
A little
bit of purpose. Have some
purpose.
There's no
purpose.
Plant purpose. Have some plant purpose.
Would
you please have some plant purpose?
No.
Can we have plant purpose?
I don't want it in my life.
I need somebody to have plant purpose with, and I need it to be you.
Then get Michelle to do it with you.
She's not going to do it.
It's
amazing that her kids got a through life. Right? No,
Michelle's
I don't think
a great mom.
She's an awesome mom, but I don't think she's going to do plants.
How do you know?
You and I. Fine. She's in it too. Three plants. Three cactuses to go, please. Three cactuses.
I'm sorry. As I stare at you going, sure.
Plant sure. Purpose. Stop with the sure. Plant purpose. Plant power.
Don't bully me into this.
Okay, fine. So let's just not. Fine. Then we will not. We won't take that cactus, and we won't do something nice for it. Nice.
Oh my God. Now you're guilting me into getting a goddamn cactus.
It's a goddamn cactus, Samantha. It's going to cost probably $1.99.
Oh my God.
It already. It's only worth $2. It already has no value in life. We can't hurt it.
That is so rude to say that about a cactus.
You're so rude because you won't help it be better.
I'm not going to help it be better. I'm probably going to kill it.
Well, that's rude.
I'm telling you, I don't have good luck with plants.
What if this is the lucky one?
Oh, my God.
You don't have good luck with the lotto. You still play.
I do.
Doesn't work. That theory does not work.
Which, by the way, we did not win the $48,649,000.
No. No, and we don't live in America, so we're not going to win the Powerball.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's like, right? What, $1.7 billion
good
right now?
Segue. Still plant power. Plant power purpose.
I wanted purposeful, to get you to stop talking about it.
Purposeful plants. It's going to keep coming back.
Fine.
Friends of the podcast, do you think that we should do this challenge?
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Do you think Lisa and Sam should buy a cactus and have plant power and see who can nurture it the best?
Plant power, plant purpose.
Plant purpose, the
Does
whole
Does Sam
bit.
Need a purpose? No, she doesn't.
Right? But she needs a plant.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, let's just talk about what happened yesterday.
I know, right?
The world got their hands on that dirty little book.
I bought the book.
Did you now?
I bought the audio book.
I believe you said you weren't going to buy the book.
I know. I changed my mind.
Why did you change your mind?
I felt I needed to know. I needed to know what he thinks he's trying to prove.
I think he's just trying to tell his side of the story.
I think he's biting the hand that has fed him. That's what I think.
Right? And I understand that there's probably nobody who sees it from my point of view, because I'm just playing devil's advocate, right? Right. I'm not saying that what he's done is right or wrong. I'm just saying this is how he sees it. And everyone, granted, has an opinion. And
yes.
Congratulations. Absolutely. You have an opinion.
You know what my thing is, Samantha, and I probably said this last week, so I'll just say it again in case I didn't, is it's really, really easy to write a tell-all salacious. Yes, I use that word, salacious. Look a tell-all, I don't know what it means, but it sounds like it fits in. A tell-all salacious book, knowing that nobody that's being affected by it will ever rebut it.
That's true. They will not.
It's pretty easy to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yes.
Pretty easy.
And I just want to applaud you for saying the word salacious and actually putting in a sentence that made sense.
Did it work? Yeah.
Yes. I'm more excited about that. Congratulations, Lisa.
I'm the man. That's good. I felt like it worked in there too, hey?
Oh, sometimes you just use words that are really wrong. So
earlier this evening, I used ingenuous and Mike said, do you know what it means? I said, no. And he's like, didn't make sense. I'm like, oh, damn. All right. Between the two of you, I don't get away with much. No. Right? I don't get away with much. But that's my thing. We don't need to hash the ins and outs. We've done that for the last 3 weeks, right?
Yes, we have.
Do you want to know what Lisa's revelation is?
What?
My revelation is, as I lay listening to the audiobook.
Is it him that he's reading it, isn't he?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's my first issue. Because, dear Harry, you should be the voice, like the Carpenters, to help put people to sleep.
Shut up.
He is the worst. I fell asleep. I couldn't tell you one thing that I've read in the first, that I've heard in the first. I've got, when I woke up this morning, it said I had gone through 5 chapters. Couldn't tell you. So tonight I'm going to start back again at the, which isn't good, right? That you don't expect that from an audio book. I shouldn't have back.
You fell asleep. He's
not,
why? Okay. But why is he not a good narrator?
Because his voice doesn't change. It's monotone.
Oh, it's monotone.
Monotone, right?
Oh,
there's no real inflection in his voice. It's just like his voice.
But he's got a lovely accent.
And it's a little low, right? Like he speaks a little quiet.
Really?
Yeah. So that's my issue with the book. I don't know if I'll get through it.
I need to buy the audiobook. Right?
I don't know if I'll get through it. 5 chapters. Couldn't tell you anything. No idea. I will start back at...
Oh, my God.
At the beginning again this evening.
You may never get through the book.
Well, that novelty is going to get real thin quickly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? So I'm just saying that's today's revelation. I'm surprised that it's not being reported out there. Right? You heard audiobook. It here and I shake my head first.
The audiobook's right? A dud.
Yeah. Like I'm all for the author being the narrator if the author can narrate. Right? That's the difference, right? Just my opinion. Oh,
that's a good one, Lisa.
Yeah, just my opinion, Samantha. Uh-huh. I think you should get it and see if it's true.
I might.
Yeah, right?
I like something that puts me to bed.
There, right? It's good. That's all I thought was, oh, geez, I was out quick. I know I was out quick.
And you just keep cycling through all the chapters because you'll never, ever remember anything.
Never. I put a timer on it, right? So it turned off after a certain amount of time.
Okay.
Right? Or else it would play every night. I will have heard the whole book by the time it's 15 hours. So no, I won't have heard the whole book.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I will have heard 90% of the book every night and not be able to tell you one thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So just saying. Just curious, anybody else venture into that territory?
Okay. All right.
Right. That's all. That's all, Samantha. Okay. So you know how like Oprah always does this is Oprah's must-have items, right? Her things you got to have.
Yes.
This year, she had a lounging suit.
Oh.
Right. So it's on the TikTok. It's in her mag. It's everywhere, right? It's in magazines and it's a lounging suit and it's very matchy.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really look like a comfy suit. They call it a comfy suit. It doesn't really look comfy because it's very matching and putting together. How do we feel about that? Because I don't know about you. I prefer my comfy stuff to be ugly. Right? That's how I like my comfy stuff is ugly.
Okay, so what you're saying is that her lounging wear, even though it says like it's comfy and cozy,
is a dress shirt and a dress pant.
It's a dress shirt and a dress pant.
Right? We would think that that was like going out wear.
Oh my God. So you think because it matches, it can't possibly be comfortable. And you think that the only way things can be comfortable is that they have to be mismatching and ugly.
Yeah, because I think when it's matching like that, you know, bras on. Bras on, for sure, bras on, right? You know that. You know bras on. Because she's all matching. My mom was that lady. My mom wore that tracksuit. All matching. Look at like $1 million. Uh-huh. Slap on some earrings. Put on a bracelet, big bangly bracelet, just in case somebody's stopping over.
Get her fuzzy, comfy slippers.
Right, her fuzzy, comfy slippers. She is not in her all grays like me, or her ugly orange tank top like me. Right,
like you.
She's not in those things. Oprah's not wearing that.
Oh, God. And
that's comfy, right?
So even comfy has to look pristine.
I guess. Is that just like when you're like Oprah?
I guess. Like,
that seems so stressful.
It does seem stressful. Isn't it just good enough? Like, isn't just a t-shirt and a baggy pair of sweatpants good enough? Or like a legging that doesn't, you know, ride up your butt?
Like, isn't that a win?
Isn't that a win?
Isn't that a win? That should be a win, right? Should be a win, Samantha.
Oh, I think so. Okay, but you know who didn't win?
Who?
Our own local newscast.
Oh my God, I heard this.
Oh my God. Okay, so I saw it and I'm like, no. Apparently, our local newscast, CTV Saskatoon, had an audio glitch and it was shown on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Jimmy Kimmel found it.
Oh my God.
Right?
And it sounded like somebody had gone to the bathroom.
And was washing their hands.
And meanwhile, the audio didn't match the flashing pictures on the screen.
Of the traffic areas.
Right? And things that were happening. And I'm like, this is horrible.
Right. And leave it to Jimmy Kimmel to somehow. And it was like, God. The headline was, what's making news today? Or and the award for best... audio goes to, and it was like, did he just say Saskatoon?
He did. Oh my God.
He said Saskatoon, did he? Huh. All right. All right.
Oh my God. It was kind of funny though.
Keeping it classy. It was funny, right?
It was funny, but it was also slightly embarrassing.
A little bit embarrassing. They claimed that the news anchor was not in the bathroom.
There was running water.
Somebody was in the bathroom washing their hands.
They were doing something.
They were doing something. They other were than doing just something. Telling the news.
That's not good.
Right? That is not news. Right? I don't take my news God. With a side of running water.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
That is funny.
Okay. But you know what's not funny? What? Facebook Tuesday.
People were taking it. Oh, I tell ya.
You know what? Well, I mean, at least some people kicked Dallas to the curb because...
Okay, but really?
Yeah, I don't like Dallas.
Okay, so then to everybody that didn't like Dallas, my question was, were you a Dynasty girl, Nuts Landing, Falcon Crest, or were you anything? Because what filled that evening slot?
I would have probably done Dynasty over Dallas.
As a family, we did Dynasty.
Uh-huh.
And that was on a Thursday night, but Dallas... We'd go over to Marty Petter's house and we would go to the basement when her mom was upstairs and we would secretly watch it. We were probably 9 watching Dallas.
Why are you watching Dallas?
I don't know, because we were probably told not to.
Probably.
Right? We were those kids, right?
Well, for sure. If somebody tells you to do not to do something, you're totally doing it.
Got
to
figure out how to get it done.
Of course you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but they kicked Dallas. They kicked the Cheers. They didn't like Cheers either.
I kicked Cheers too. Bye.
Yeah. And then, but sadly, there were some interesting comments about the Love Boat and Laverne and Shirley.
I know, right?
And I was like, guys, really?
I know, right? The Love Boat?
The Love Boat.
Right? Laverne and Shirley? DeFazio. Any chance? Like that? Like, who doesn't love that? Who doesn't love that opening song from that show, right?
There's a hoss of pepper. Right?
We're going to do it.
Right? I don't know. I don't know. Like, really, Laverne and Shirley, yes, we watched it. But really, I just had an affinity to Love Boat.
Yeah.
I really did.
Who said? And somebody said, we're all D-list actors go to die.
Of course. Yes. Right? Totally.
And it was, for sure.
It's right? Totally.
Or
D-list
were
goes
they
to
A
die.
Act, or were they actors that eventually became A actors in their life?
Well, because Tom Hanks was actually on one.
Right. So there was like the unknowns, right?
Yes. So like maybe it was a combo. Outs, it was a combo.
Right? So you had your just starting outs and you're just finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know. Not a bad word ever about the Love Boat from me.
A Hallmark regular was on Chicago Med tonight.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Who was
yes,
it?
Yes, people are. I can't remember her name, but people are crossing over.
Oh, I thought you didn't like the Chicagos. What's with that?
No, I just briefly watched it.
Oh, I still love the Chicagos. Are you back to the Chicagos?
No, because you know what? I don't, on a Thursday night, I don't need
to be. First off, it's a Wednesday night that
oh,
they're
sorry.
On.
Sorry. On a Wednesday night, I don't need to be depressed.
No, but they're not. They're really, really good again.
No, they're not.
All three of them. Yes, last week, they came back with a bang.
Oh, with a bang.
All three. Really good again. I recommend the Chicagos. Even the fire.
Ooh, even the fire.
Even the fire.
Speaking of that, Rob Lowe's coming back. He's coming
back. Nobody cares about that show, though. Who knows? I don't like that show.
Texas 911. Right. Woo!
No, I'm fine without it. I can live without it.
No, it's good. It's awesome. Love it. Love the characters.
But it was fun, right? I mean, like the Facebook Tuesday was fun, right?
It was
fun. I love hearing everybody and their reasonings, right? Because we all got reasonings. I went back today because there was a few that I hadn't seen from yesterday. And was it Christine Sowiak? Maybe? And she said she kicked Three's company to the curb.
Oh, because of the name Chrissy.
The name Chrissy, right?
Right?
That was kind of funny. I'm like,
oh, Christine, okay. Chrissy. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. So, you know what else I thought was interesting this week that I posted on our Facebook page?
Uh-huh.
Was a little clip from our friend, Charlotte, our TikTok friend. And I posted it because Charlotte is, and friends of the podcast, you should go to her TikTok and ours and follow her. She's got some really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. She's what they call an influencer for women 40 plus in dressing and things like that. And she always promotes small businesses. Uh-huh. From wherever she buys her stuff from, right? And she was talking about a pair of pants one day that she had bought from a small business and she just loved them and she's always like got so much passion for them. Somebody took her image, her pants that she bought and her image and made their own TikTok and claimed that it was their pants.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody stole her. They stole her, Samantha. They stole what Char wore.
They stole what Char wore. It's easy to steal content, though, right?
Like, it's horrible. It should be against the law, right? She's going after them, I would assume. I'm sure she's I bet you she's good with the words, right? She's probably, like, sharp-witted and launched
away. At the very least, they should be pulling down the video.
Something, right? And then she said today, there's another video surfacing somebody told her about. She hasn't seen it yet. And right? Don't get me wrong, right? I mean, I get it. You're an influencer. So people are influenced and people want to replicate your look. Replicating one's look is way different than stealing them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, leave her alone.
And then faking that the product is there is when it really isn't.
When it's not, right? When it's like, because then you're doing a disservice to another place, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like stuff like that, right?
It's no,
like
that's not great.
No, it's like, I did not just see that, did I?
It's like putting someone's face on someone else's body and then saying, no, that's really them.
Nope, it's really it's them, not. Right? It's yeah. not. It's not you. They're not your, it's like plagiarism back in the day, right?
Oh,
not
yeah.
your words. Why are you using them?
Exactly.
So we're just saying a little shout out to what she was going through. I thought that was yeah. really shitty.
That is shitty. Right?
Makes it bad. Makes me mad.
You know what else would make you mad, Lisa?
Tell me.
The Sister Wives.
Did you watch the third one?
No, I didn't.
I did. I watched all three. Because I was in it to win it, right? Right? I was committed.
And what else did you learn?
Samantha, here's the thing about me, if you don't know this about me, right? When I jump on the ship, when I get on the bandwagon, I'm in it to win it, right? I might be a fake Sister Wives fan, but I was totally dedicated for those three episodes, totally. What I've learned, here is the moral of the story. And if I offend anybody, I'm deeply sorry. That's just how it goes. The moral of the story for the Sister Wives is the polygamy is a little bit weird, really creepy, and not realistic. Right? No man wants that many wives. No woman wants to deal with a man.
It's a whole lifestyle,
and all
Lisa.
Those people.
But it's a whole lifestyle. People,
yeah, but it's illegal in most parts of the world.
Well, this is true. But people do it because they think it's part of their religion and it's part of their culture and it's whatever they think is right. And
yeah.
Right? I think.
So if I offended, I'm sorry, but it's weird.
But it is weird because we couldn't possibly imagine doing that. Four women, one guy. Lots of kids. Kids are great, whatever.
Right.
But he's a nincompoop.
Yeah,
he's a nincompoop.
He's weird. And you know, and I don't love all the sister wives either. Like there, I think one's okay. One's a little like, I don't know. They're not my, they wouldn't be my picks, right? If I had to be a sister wife, those are not my picks.
Well, because they all believe that Robin, the last wife he married,
right.
And he's legally married to Robin.
Yes.
Right? Because he got divorced from his first wife.
So he's divorced from Mary?
He's divorced from Mary. And that's really when things went downhill for that whole relationship.
Right.
Is when he divorced Mary to be able to marry Robin so that
the whole weird deal
so that he could adopt her kids.
Yeah, the whole weird deal in all of it is that the girls got it, the ladies got to get along.
Yes, they do. We're not in a society where women get along together very well for very long.
But then here's the funny thing. At the end of the show, they introduce a new show coming and it's called Seeking Brother Husband. Are we now we're just putting shit together? What is that? Whereabouts in the Bible is that in the Bible? Seeking Brother Husband? No.
No.
Right? We're just now putting shit together.
Yes.
Putting out like a cattle call saying, hey, we got an idea. And then you're going to get these people that are going to pretend that they are seeking Brother Husband. What the fuck is that?
Is this a reverse on The Bachelor? Like, instead of like 25 guys, it's like, I'm just going to try and find four guys and we're going to get married spiritually and we're going to live together.
I don't know. I can't watch that show.
Like, it's,
I can't watch it.
It'll be interesting.
I have rage. I have rage with it because I'm like seeking brother husband. What the hell?
There is no guy who's going to do that.
Who's
going
to write? Oh my God. Like, come on.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I don't want. That's going to be horrible.
It's just like sometimes I'm all for watching the train wreck unfold. But what happens when the train wreck is too big? There's too many cars involved in the train wreck.
Oh, this is true.
Right? It's too big. It's too big of a destruction.
Oh,
you can't have this. You can't have this show.
But are we wrong? Like, are we wrong to think that one woman can't, you know, take on multiple partners and live, I guess, together in a matrimonial way?
It's not that she can't. It's why the hell would she?
What? Because now there's
that's the
multiple
question.
Men.
Right? Just like same thing a man says about wanting four wives. Why would you want to take that headache on? Right? Woman, why would we want to take that headache on? I am not seeking sister, yeah. husband, wife, or whatever the hell it is.
Sister, husband. Right? Sister, seeking brother, husband.
Seeking brother, husband.
Brother, husband. Sister, wives.
It's weird.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know. Well, there's no more sister wives, though, because you don't have any more. He has no more wives.
He's got no more wives.
There's just, no more wives.
And they're not even really sisters anymore. They don't like each other.
No, they don't like each other. So, Mary pretty much got told by Cody, we're done. I don't we're like done. You. I don't even like you.
Right. Janelle. Oh, we almost, I thought about blah, 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 whatever. I think she's done.
I think she might be done. Christine really started the ball rolling, though.
I don't know. It's all weird to me. It's all weird.
It's very interesting to watch. Like, I don't know if I love the live part. That's probably why I didn't go back and watch it, because I don't really care.
But I feel I'm thankful that I didn't invest my days into that show, right? Because I thought about it at different times.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird.
Okay. All right. But speaking of reality shows, if you could have your own reality TV show, what would it be?
Ooh, good question. What would my reality show be? I don't know. It would be a talking show. Yeah. Right? It would be like who everybody talk at once and who can get their point across?
Lisa.
Right. So I feel I would do okay with that. What would yours be? That's a good question, Samantha.
My reality TV show would be living alone on an island.
That's what I think you want from life. Like, you won't even take on a cactus.
I don't want a cactus.
Well, you're taking one on.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to gift you one. I'm going to buy you one.
No, no gifts. Yeah. I will not take plants as gifts.
You don't get to make the gift rule. You don't get to make the gift rule. Right? You don't make the gift rule, actually, Samantha. You don't do that.
My reality TV show. How many ways can we shut Lisa up?
And then I would be on the next half an hour saying, you know, I'd be the first half an hour. And then you'd come on the second half an hour trying to figure out how to do it. It'd be like a mystery game, right? Like Clue, right? Where is she talking now? Right? Who's she talking to now? And you'd have to try and solve it. Oh, it's just her in the kitchen by herself.
Yeah. Right? She's crying. She's crying quietly in the kitchen.
Must be Tuesday reruns of This Is Us, right? That would be the thing. I would set the stage and you would come in like Sherlock Holmes or Angela Lansbury and you would have to solve the puzzle, right?
That could totally work.
That would be right? You would have no idea, right? Right? She's watching sports. I hear some cheering. Who's she cheering for? Nope, it's not, because it's not baseball season. Who might it be? Right? You'd have to figure out what sport I'm watching. That would be so funny.
Right? Yeah, that could totally work.
Right? And you'd get like three clues. Right? You'd have to figure it out from there. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
We should give that a go. We should pitch that. Maybe we can come up with that, right?
We should pitch it.
I think people would like
it. Okay. But somebody pitched an idea to the candy company who does M&Ms.
They didn't just pitch it. It's real.
No, I know. We have female M&Ms.
Because it's International Female Day.
And that's all well and good. But I just don't understand. There's three of them, green, brown, and purple. And purple is the plus size edition. That's awesome.
Inclusive.
And it's like, and it's upside down. It's the message behind it is flipping the status quo.
I don't even understand what that means.
They're upside down.
They're upside down in the package.
Yes. And I'm like,
it's like,
I don't get it.
Why?
I stop.
Right?
Does candy need to be gendered?
No, it doesn't.
Do we need to gender candy? Is it because they have arms and legs?
I don't know.
Is that why we're doing that? Well, there is.
But then go back to just making it like a blob of candy.
I don't know. It just seems odd.
I don't know. It's just like, it's because of their characters, right? And blah, blah, blah. But you know what? As a woman, I don't feel I need to be represented in candy.
Well, that's my point.
Right? Like, I feel that it's kind of a little, like, I don't really feel it's very, like, empowering. Oh, look at, here you go, gals.
I'm an M&M.
Shut up. Here's some M&Ms, right? You are now an M&M.
I don't need that. Can we just eat a Smartie? Like,
can we eat a Smartie? Exactly, like, right?
Well, and even the Smarties now don't taste the same.
No, because they changed the coating.
They changed the coating.
Right? And it's not glossy. It's not glossy.
No, it's disappointing. Dull. You know what? Candy of the world, you're disappointing.
Candy, well, candy can be disappointing, Samantha. You know, it's like all things in life, right? Sometimes there's disappointment.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
But just picture the people at the M&M workshop going, "Oh my God, I got the brainwave. I got the million-dollar idea."
Oh, I just right? Ugh.
The caramel secret. It's not.
No, I just don't get it. And I'm sorry. I'm showing my age. Whatever. I just don't think my candy needs to be dressed up and now all of a sudden it has to have them. It's just candy.
It's just candy.
It's just an M&M.
Yeah. If anything.
Okay. Should they have nuts then?
Like M&M nuts?
Like, should they be M&M chocolate? Because M&Ms can be chocolate and they can have peanuts.
Peanuts, yeah.
So should there be nuts?
There can still be nuts because I'm not putting two and two together and thinking that makes it a male.
I'm just saying.
At all. I'm just saying. I think.
I'm just saying.
I just think, dear M&Ms, just be candy.
Just be candy.
It's like gum that tastes like medicine. Remember when gum just was gum? Remember, like, you put a piece of, like, remember, like, you just put, we were happy with Trident.
Dentine.
Dentine and Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit.
And a Double Hubba mint. Bubba. And Double mint. Right?
Yes.
And you would say to your dad, "Dad, can I have a piece of gum?" And he'd say, "You can have half a piece, Lisa." And he'd break you off half a stick of gum. For some unknown reason, when my life growing up, we weren't able to have the full gum. You got a half a stick. You chew half a stick. When you chew gum, you are a half a stick gum.
I am a half a stick.
The years we worked at Pennington's together, I relived my childhood with you because you always had gum. And I'd be like, "Oh, hey, can I have a gum?" And you, same thing. You'd give me a little half a piece. And I'm like, God, it's like I'm going back to being seven again. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Not Pretty sure much. What that was all about. Okay. I got Pretty something much. For you. I got something for you.
All right.
I want to know if ketchup goes on these things, okay? Uh-huh. Does ketchup go on scrambled eggs, pot pie, stew, and Kraft dinner?
No to stew.
Oh.
I don't eat pot pie, so I don't care. Of course, ketchup goes on eggs. And I would never eat Kraft dinner with ketchup.
So you have three no's, one yes.
Yes.
I have four yeses.
I'm sure you do.
Because I love the ketchup.
I know.
Right? I love
ketchup. I would never eat stew with ketchup. My mother would kill me.
Oh, I wouldn't even care whose mother killed me. I'm still doing it. Sorry.
And I think ketchup is too sweet for Kraft dinner.
Uh-uh. What would you put on Kraft dinner?
Nothing. I don't need anything on my Kraft dinner.
Oh, no. That's where you're wrong.
Well, what do you put? Like,
ketchup on anything. You'd put ketchup on your grilled cheese? You dip?
No.
What?
No.
You don't dip your grilled cheese into the ketchup?
No. I'm not a monster.
No, actually, I think you might be a monster.
I would dip it in tomato soup.
No, but you'll put ketchup on your scrambled eggs.
Of course. Scrambled eggs need ketchup.
But grilled cheese does not?
No. Because an egg is not cheese.
You don't dip said sandwich into the soup. You dip it into the ketchup on the side of your plate.
No, you dip it into the soup.
We're going to have to put this out there for the friends, the podcast. They're going to have to settle this. I did not know. I assumed that, like the rest of the world, you dipped your grilled cheese. Mike doesn't do it either.
Why the hell would I dip my grilled cheese in ketchup?
Try it. It's the best thing in the world.
No. I like a grilled cheese all by itself on a buttery piece of bread. Butter.
Not me. Hence why I'm dieting. Right? I did this. I did the mayo and the grilled cheese thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't get the hype.
Why? It didn't taste any better?
I didn't get it. I didn't think that it was... No, I didn't...
It didn't form like a nice little crust?
I don't think it did.
You didn't do it right.
What do you mean I didn't do it right?
Well, you didn't do it right then.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean? You said you did it before.
I did.
Tell me how
Lisa,
to do it.
Lisa, it's easy. You put the stuff on the outside of the bread and then you toast it.
It didn't work. Mine didn't get toasty.
Then you didn't do it right.
I don't know. So again, how do you do it? How do you do it then? I'm asking you
butter,
for instructions.
Like butter, you just spread it on the bread and then you put it on the hot pan and then you let it sizzle and it does its thing and then you flip it and you do that again and you let it sizzle and it turns brown.
Yeah, and I did that and it didn't work.
It didn't turn brown?
No.
What color did it turn?
Like it didn't brown. It didn't brown.
It didn't brown.
No.
It didn't toast your bread.
Didn't get toasty.
Did you have the burner on?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive. I'm a cook. Thank you. Okay. But I didn't get toasty, like you said.
Then I don't know what you did wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong. I did exactly what you just told, what you just said. I just did all those steps. All those steps.
And still you managed to get it wrong.
And it was wrong. It didn't work. I feel there's something you're not telling me.
There isn't. That is like literally.
There always is. There's always something people leave out.
No.
I'm just saying. Okay. Well, I didn't get the hype then.
Okay.
Going back to the old way. Going back to the old fashioned way. Just butter.
Go right ahead.
That's what I'll be doing. Next time you see me eating the grilled cheese and dipping it in ketchup, it will just be buttered.
Fine.
Yeah. That's all. That's all.
Okay. So. I'm curious.
Okay.
What do you think a world would look like if it was populated by clones of you?
It would look amazing. It would be the best world in the world.
You think so?
Yeah, except for like I'd be the ruler of the world. Because I'm the original clone, right?
Oh, so you're the original.
Yeah.
The rules the whole thing.
Rules the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Rules all the Lisas.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Be perfect.
So
be
awesome. I do believe we've already established that you don't like telling yourself what to do.
I'm not going to tell me what to do.
You don't like you telling you what to do.
We're going to just live harmoniously amongst each
other.
No, you
will not.
Yeah.
No, you will not.
We're going to all get along.
Okay. One, someone's going to have to clean up. And that isn't typically you.
Not this Lisa.
Uh-huh. You think your clones are going to do that?
Yeah.
Your clones are you. Your
but
clones
not me.
Are you.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it. I'll assign one clone to do it.
But you think, okay, but we just established.
Because we're not pigs.
You
we're not
don't
pigs.
Like being told what to do.
Okay,
so
fine.
You
we'll
think
do-
your clones are going to listen to you?
Yeah.
Queen clone or not.
Queen clone. Queen
you
clone.
You queen think clone. Your clones are going to listen to you.
I'll be ring a ring queen clone here. Garbage needs to go out
Garbage
like that.
Garbage needs to go.
Right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And then
we'll live in a world based on suggestion. That's what
then
it'll
you're
be.
Never going to get anything done.
Yeah,
if
we'll
it's
get
built
stuff
on
done.
Suggestion.
We'll get stuff done.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what
you're
we'll
hilarious.
Do. What about if it was you?
Shit would get done.
No, you would all be just having a nap,
and then we would go and get shit done.
Well, I'm always just getting shit done. I'm not even taking the nap.
No, you're not.
I'm not even napping. We don't sleep in my, we don't, my clones don't sleep. We come without needing to sleep. That's what the Lord has taught me in the last few weeks, that we come without needing to sleep. Right?
Oh my God.
We took the battery out and replaced it with a placebo. You'll be fine. Right? Yes, they say you need sleep. You'll be fine. Right? I feel like I hear the voice of my mother. You're fine. I know, Mom, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't sleep. You're okay. Just lie there till the morning. You got to go to work in 4 hours. You'll be fine.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my God.
That's right.
Turn on the Harry book and let it rip.
Let it go, right? All my favorite podcasts I fall asleep to.
Oh my god. So funny. Oh my god.
I think my clone colony would be fine, thank you.
I think your clone colony would be like fucked up.
Well, I don't think yours would be hot shit either.
Oh, I think it would be great. We'd have fun, we'd work, and then we'd like watch TV, and then we'd nap, we'd have good sleeps.
Oh yeah, rub that in, why don't ya? Right, that's fine. Enjoy your good sleeps, because guess what, you're about to become a parent to a cactus.
Right? So, you told me that it doesn't have to I don't have to worry about a cactus
because I don't know anything about plants. Don't take my word for it.
Oh my god,
I'm just assuming.
Well, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night to water it. I draw the line.
What if that becomes its water schedule?
No.
That's the problem. That's why you let them die.
Then it's going to die.
Right? Because then it's... And again, friends of the podcast, that's why we chose not to have children. Right there. Right?
Totally.
Because again, I would hear my mother, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's okay. Right? Figure out how to put the soother back in your mouth.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Don't make me have to come there. Fine. No. Now I'm here. Right?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. That's how that would have gone.
Uh-huh. For right, sure. Samantha? Fun times, Lisa.
Fun times, fun times.
Okay, so what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at award shows that have nothing to do with anything I watch.
Because you're a loser and you don't watch movies.
Remember when award shows used to be able to be like, oh yeah, I remember that one.
Because you're not fun. You don't watch good movies. You don't watch good TV shows.
I'm fun.
You watch shit.
I don't watch shit. I am fun. Look it up in the dictionary. There's me. Right? Selling that word. That's how much fun I am. That's how much fun I am.
I think when you have to convince people that you're fun, that really means that you're not fun.
No, I am fun. I'm like lots of fun. Uh-huh. Crazy okay. amount of fun. What For about sure. you? What are you shaking your head at? Oh. And I'm shaking my head at you. Your negative attitude.
I think it's rude when the music plays off the actor accepting an award. I think it's rude. I know that and then you know what happened? Because I was watching the reason why I say this is because I did actually watch the majority of the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because they start softly playing a tune, a little.
They're trying to do you get the hint? Knock, knock, uh-huh. knock.
And then that person just gets a little bit louder. And then they realize they're not taking the hint. Right. And then they go louder. And then all of a sudden the person is now shouting and they're playing really loud.
Nobody
and that person
takes
is
hint.
Going, I'm not done yet.
And the person on the tuba is saying, actually, you are.
Right? But I'm just, you know, I just feel like I feel bad for them because like this is their moment. They're getting something. They're very excited that they won. They got shit to say. Let them say it.
I know. But then the Golden Globes become 17 hours because everybody's got shit to say.
Well,
so then
I mean,
how do you determine?
True.
So what? So the best actress gets longer to speak than cinematography. Like, that's not fair. They all got shit to say. They all want to thank everybody. I say two thank yous and fuck off. That's what it should be. Two thank yous and go. Take it and go. Take it and go.
Take it and go. Right? I don't think anybody follows the rules, though. That's the problem. No, but
I know.
I just feel like it was just rude because the piano playing was like a little, and then it was like, and then it was like, I'm like, okay, I think they got the hint.
They got the hint, right? Oh. I guess they did get that.
That's hint. What I shook my head at.
Fair enough, Samantha. It's a good shake.
Okay. We want your feedback, guys, and what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You can find us being friendly enough to mention you on our podcast. That's not quite what I wanted to say, but it's the gist.
But it works.
It's the gist.
Today. We will be friendly enough to mention you on our podcast. That sounds like in the role. Okay, Samantha, be friendly. It's time. We got a podcast to do. Okay. Who ready? And 3, 2, 1. Be friendly. I feel we come with friendliness instilled.
Yes, actually, I was told that someone told me today, it's like, you know, I can tell that you've worked in retail. You're just always so friendly.
So friendly. Like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? You know, you can tell people work in retail because this is what we say. Hi, how are you doing today? How are you? I mean, our voice goes up like we care. Right? Right? Then you always do a, yeah, and you too. You too.
You too.
You too.
Yep.
You too.
Oh my God.
Right? Didn't that used to be the big joke? How many times a day do you ask people how they're doing and that you really don't have an invested interest in?
Uh-huh. But you know what I always thought was funny? When you ask somebody, hi, how are you doing today? I'm just looking. Yeah. That's actually not what I said to you.
I asked how.
Open your listening ears. Listening right. ears, please.
Yes, I asked how you were doing, how not you what you were doing.
Not what you were doing.
Yeah. You get that a lot, right? You get that a lot. Get that a lot with the lottery machine too at work, because I'll say to somebody, I always say good luck, right? When I give them their ticket, good luck. And they always say, you too. No, make no sense. Made no. Zero sense, that last phrase that you said. You too, right? I'm not saying goodbye. I'm not saying have a good day. Say good luck, right? You don't need to wish me luck. I didn't do anything. I didn't buy a ticket. I didn't do anything to require luck yet. But thank you.
Thank you.
And then you always wonder, people walk away going, ooh, that was awkward.
Yeah. For sure.
But a true retailer won't ever make you feel awkward.
No.
Because we'll be like, take care.
Bye.
Toodaloo. Toodles. Toodaloo. Right?
Toodles.
So funny.
Okay, guys, if you want to keep the fun rolling, join us on our social media. You guys know we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we have TikTok. All you got to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and you will find us on all four of those platforms.
Can I mention something about the TikTok? Oh,
yes, please.
Sorry, I'm ad-libbing today.
Okay.
We're posting a little more on the TikTok, and I know that some are funnier than others, but you know what? I don't understand why... Sometimes we can't just like them all. That's all I'm saying.
Lisa, you want them to be true
okay,
to how they
fine.
Feel about it. You don't want fine. Fakeness.
Fine. Then comment and say, this sucks.
Can I see something else?
Can I see something else?
Okay.
Because we're just trying to establish ourselves on the TikTok, right? And figure out what our niche is. That's all.
Okay. Oh,
sorry. No more interrupting.
Okay. You guys, we also have Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And I will say that December's episode was actually pretty funny.
We had a good time.
We had a good time. And just a reminder that you guys can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
And if people want to listen to the podcast, Samantha, we are hosted by Podbean. If you
we
go
are.
To Podbean, you can leave comments. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us right there. But really, at the end of the day, you can listen to us anywhere. You can Google I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and we pop up everywhere.
Yep. So subscribe and download on whatever podcast app that you're listening with. Really, it's that simple.
It's that simple. But it's just subscribe simple. And download.
Right.
Right.
Okay. We want to thank John Domingo. He's the best kept secret in podcasting and keeps our episodes pretty tight. So that's good.
That's, we try our best to make it easy for him.
Except for when we don't.
When we don't. That sometimes, friends, is just how that cookie crumbles.
Yep. And sometimes it's that day.
He did not go and eat that hamburger.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Have to ask him again.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I think he forgot. No, okay. I asked him.
Did you ask him?
I told you he's eaten it already, and he said meh.
I know, but I want to see. I want to see what it looks like. I want to see. I want to see what it looks like in real life.
I will remind you.
Because I agree, it's going to be meh. Right? Because nobody wants a burger on a sub bun.
No.
Seems weird.
Okay.
Seems weird. Samantha, it's another episode done.
Done like dinner.
Done like dinner. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
I'm better.
All right. Shut up.
Friends of the podcast, enjoy your week. I bet you're going to wait on bated breath to find out how this cactus thing plays out.
Oh, God.
Between that and ketchup on grilled cheese sandwiches, Those really are your two big takeaways this week. That is what you've learned on I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Uh-huh. Right? All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.